While the president and Congress debate difficult financial questions, Oregon has taken an unusual step of its own. Yesterday, voters there approved tax increases on corporations and on the rich. Our story comes from Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network.
Political activist Steve Novick could hardly contain himself. As one of the most public supporters of the tax hikes, Novick rallied the crowd gathered at a Portland concert hall Tuesday night by imitating a baseball announcer calling a game-winning home run.
Oregon voters hit a line drive into left field stands and they're going crazy! They're going crazy!
Yeehaw! Oregon voters usually reject tax hikes. They voted down higher income taxes twice in the past decade alone. They've repeatedly shot down efforts at creating a state sales tax. But this time, supporters drove home the message that the taxes narrowly targeted corporations and the state's wealthiest, just 2% of taxpayers. Individuals who make more than $125,000 and families who earn more than a quarter million will pay more taxes. Corporations will pay anywhere from as low as $150 to as much as $100,000 more, depending on profitability. Portland software developer David Vernier supports the tax hikes, even though it means more money out of his pocket.
Sure, it's going to cost us some taxes, but I need to have that highway patrolman on the road keeping the drunk drivers under control. We want to have schools open.
Opponents say it's bad policy to raise taxes on businesses during tough economic times. Oregon's unemployment rate is among the nation's highest at 11%, and the business-funded group fighting the measures claimed the hikes would lead to tens of thousands of layoffs. Pat McCormick is spokesman for the group. He says supporters unfairly painted businesses as greedy fat cats.
They went after businesses in Oregon as though they were Wall Street bankers and credit card companies and called them such. They went after people they said were rich and trying to generate that sort of class warfare distinction that said those folks aren't doing their fair share really didn't reflect the kind of Oregon standards that I think we've seen in the past, and that's disappointing.
But it wasn't voter rage against big business that fueled this vote, says longtime Oregon political analyst Jim Moore with Pacific University. It had more to do with a broke state government.
If there was anger, it was anger that people have seen Oregon cut back its government basically nonstop since the early 1990s. And with the recession, more people saw the effects of that.
The legislature already cut $2 billion from last year's spending plan and would have had to cut an additional $700 million if these measures had failed. But even as supporters celebrated their victory, legislative leaders were quick to warn the results only mean the continuation of state services at their current cutback levels. Democratic House Speaker Dave Hunt.
Our schools are not where they need to be. Our healthcare system is not where it needs to be. Our public safety services are not where they need to be. And the health of our business climate is not where it needs to be. In all those cases, though, this moves the ball forward tonight, but we've got more work to do.
Hunt said lawmakers will consider ways to reform Oregon's tax system during a month-long special session that starts next week. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.